Well, for some reason, all the producers on the Food Talk show have lined me up with alcohol first thing in the morning when they could have actually done it, you know, in the afternoon. And I'm joined by Sharon, one of our producers. Sharon, you're okay with gin and vodka, aren't you?
Oh, my favourites, yes, definitely. Especially gin. Gin I'm a bit partial to.
There you go. So we're joined by Torry. And I've seen this brand wandering around at Speciality and Fine Food Fed, and it's called Kalosa Spritz, and that's spelt K-A-L-O-S-A. And beautiful colours there, and we've got pink grapefruit with crisp cranberries and vodka, and another bottle which is elderflower, which I love elderflower, elderflower with crisp apples, a dash of lemon and gin. So why have you started making this, Torry? You know, bearing in mind there is so much gin and vodka brands around at the moment, what's different about this?
So we've seen a real movement towards people wanting healthier drinks, drinking less alcohol as well. People are drinking less but better quality. Real move towards premiumization. So we sort of thought, well, how can we sort of, you know, create something along these trends, you know, something that people are going to want to drink now and in the future. And so we came up with Kalosa Spritz, which is... it's 100% natural, it's only 99 calories, it's totally on trend. Obviously the rise of Aperol Spritz as well, Spritz products are very popular at the moment. So we just sort of tried to combine all these trends and put it into one drink, and the result is a delicious and light, refreshing Spritz product which has had fantastic feedback.
So I went to Italy earlier this year, and people are sitting in all these like piazzas. You know how stylish the Italians are. And they're drinking their Aperol Spritz. But do you know, I can't stand it. It's horrible. Do you like it?
I actually don't.
It just feels like it's trendy, but it actually didn't taste very nice.
No, I remember, but anyway.
I find it really bitter. And that was sort of another reason I think it's nice to have sort of alternative spritz products out there that aren't maybe quite as strong as Aperol. And also the fact that this is only 99 calories per bottle, it's sort of virtually guilt-free, you know, virtually. We're still a little bit naughty, but it's just nice to have something just super light and refreshing, whereas I think feel Aperol's maybe a bit heavier and, quite bitter, so...
So while I'm talking, Sharon's just going to tuck into a bit of elderflower and gin and pink grapefruit vodka. The other thing that I think is a lot of wine now is become incredibly strong, and we're talking about 14% proof. It's really far too strong, I think, and I think the industry needs to do something about it. And I do think there are a whole lot of people who would like to sit at lunchtime having a barbecue, whereas if you start whacking the old wine at that point, it's disastrous, isn't it?
No, completely. I completely agree with that. And, you know, I mean, people really are wanting lower ABV options as well. And this is only 4%. And it still gives you that little sort of alcoholic treat, but it's not, you know, it's not a full-on spirit or, you know, high ABV wine. And so it's, you can just drink it when it's hot on a hot day, or, you know, you just want something lighter. Maybe you're driving and you can only have one drink. And this, you know, keeps you sort of below that limit and, you know, gives you that little kick, but without the sort of full-on ABV strength. So,
well, I'm going to ask Sharon, our gin expert here. Have you had a little taste already?
I have. I've just tasted the elderflower, and it is lovely. I can imagine on a hot summer's day in a barbecue, it is so summery. It's lovely. I really, really like that. And this is really sweet. It's quite nice as well. I'm not nor am a lover of pink grapefruit, but...
She's just having a slurp here.
That is really nice, but I'm elderflower, sorry.
I've noticed you've just poured yourself some. Is there any chance you could pour me some?
Yes.
She's only done her own. That's not very nice, is it? As a producer on the Food Talk show, I would say that wasn't a very good career move, Sharon.
Sorry.
Right, so I'm just going to have a drink of this pink grapefruit. I do like grapefruit, and there's some very nice grapefruit gins around at the moment as well. So why elderflower and grapefruit?
I think pink grapefruit and elderflower are super on-trend flavours that are going to continue to rise as well. There are a lot of people doing pink grapefruit and elderflower, but they're such refreshing, popular flavours. And I think in our range, we decided to do, you know, we've got just a whole spectrum. Pink grapefruit's that slightly more bitter aftertaste, more like a gin and tonic. And then you've got the elderflower, which is slightly sweeter. So it's offering people a big flavour spectrum.
Funny enough, I prefer the grapefruit and vodka, and I think it's the addition of the cranberries, actually. The two are very nice together.
They go really well together. They really complement each other. And in the elderflower, we've got lemon, which, again, really complements the elderflower flavour.
So where can people find these? Is it a new venture of yours?
So we actually originally launched into the speciality sector with our other brand, Cold Cocktails, which we've been exhibiting for a few years now and is distributed through four different fine food distributors. So we are hoping to obviously distribute Colosa Spritz through some of these distributors and really launch into the speciality food sector. We can be found in some speciality stores already and online outlets, but we will be growing our distribution as we speak, and we're getting a lot of interest for it. Is it just because it is so on trend and what consumers are really asking for these days?
And you've already got experience because you've had these other brands, and that really helps, doesn't it, once you've learned all your lessons and gone through all that terrible, you know, learning things as you're going along. This means that you can launch this and you really know what you're doing.
Absolutely. We've definitely learned our lessons, what to do, what not to do with our first brand, and really feel like now we kind of really know what we're doing in the speciality sector and broader as well, and have really high hopes for Colosa. I think it's a fantastic product and we're really excited about selling it.
So if you want to find out about Colosa, you go on to the website, which is colosaspritz.com. And my personal favourite, pink grapefruit, Sharon?
Mine's the elderflower and gin.
There we are. That's a good 50-50 split. Thank you very much for joining us, Tori.
Thank you for having me.